As Connecticut Public revealed last week, after decades of burning trash, the Materials Innovation and Recycling Authority will close its plant in Hartford by July 2022. That means a lot more trash will be shipped out of state to landfills. So, state officials are now looking for ways to reduce or divert the amount of stuff we throw away, including leftover food. Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports.
When COVID-19 shut everything down, Brian Paganini says a lot less food waste came to his recycling plant.
Mostly because restaurants and hotels, universities were ceasing operation. And so those places weren't diverting food waste. They weren't creating food waste.
Paganini is vice president of Quantum Biopower in Southington. They run an anaerobic digester, recycling food waste to turn it into compost and biogas for renewable electricity.
This facility and a lot of the mandates in the state are built around harvesting and diverting food waste from commercial customers. But the pandemic really changed and reshaped a lot of that waste culture, if you will.
But it's still true that we throw out a lot of food. In Connecticut alone, around 500,000 tons each year. Hauling all that trash costs money, and it's also bad for the environment, especially if it's going to a landfill, which will be the case when Hartford's trash incinerator closes in 2022. So the state's been trying to get food out of the trash bin and into recycling plants. It turns out that's an enormous logistical challenge. In 2011, Connecticut passed a law requiring big producers of food waste to recycle their scraps if they were near a facility that could handle it. But since then, Quantum's digester is the only one that's come online.
The diversion mandate in the state lacks a certain level of enforcement, and it also lacks a certain level of incentivization.
Katie Dykes, commissioner of the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, acknowledged that the diversion mandate needs a jumpstart.
We have had significant success in getting some of the larger facilities permitted, but we haven't seen those permitted facilities actually get constructed.
A plant planned for Bridgeport fell apart, and two other projects in Connecticut are currently on pause.
And part of that relates to, you know, in order to get financing, these projects need to have a number of pieces fall into place.
Like knowing they'll make enough money off any power they create, and assurance that enough food waste will come in the door to make the project pay off. Tom Kirk, who heads up the Materials Innovation and Recycling Authority, says the state's plan and policy around food waste are sound in their goals.
But its execution has not lived up to expectations. Frankly, I think there was some naivety and unrealistic expectations. We knew there's only so much food waste that you can extract out of the system and hope to manage it. And it was extraordinarily expensive in the best of all possible worlds.
Over 3 years, the state reported diverting about 2,500 tons of food waste under its mandate. Tonnages are likely higher, but the state doesn't require large generators of food waste to report what they divert, so numbers are tough to get. Still, it's a drop in the bucket when you consider Mira's Hartford incinerator takes in around 600,000 tons of trash each year.
It is unrealistic to plan on reducing our per capita waste generation to the point where we don't need the capacity. We will generate the waste. We know that. Unless we move back to the Stone Age, the waste is going to come.
Dyke says recruiting more commercial customers is a place where the state needs to do better. But she says another piece of the puzzle is diverting residential food waste, a big focus area for a new effort, the Connecticut Coalition for Sustainable Materials Management.
The CCSMM, it's kind of a mouthful, but 74 towns signed on to this initiative to work with us. And when we surveyed all of the 74 towns that joined into this coalition earlier this year, the solution that folks were the most interested in is collection of organic waste, and including food scraps and yard waste.
That coalition has met since September of this year and hopes to present a number of legislative options in the coming weeks. Dyke says grants to haulers for equipment upgrades are one idea. The coalition is also considering proposing more funding for enforcement and stronger regulations on commercial generators. Despite that 500,000 tons of wasted food a year, Paganini says since 2016, his business has been forced to recruit food waste generators from outside of Connecticut to survive. And now that the incinerators at Mira's Hartford plant are closing, he says the state needs to get serious about making sure organic waste gets recycled here and doesn't waste away in a landfill somewhere else.
Do we want to send our waste out of state to make it someone else's problem? Or do we want to harvest the good stuff out of our waste here in Connecticut, turn it into usable products like energy, and materials and try to manage as much as we can within our state borders.
And maybe jumpstart a diversion program that struggled for nearly a decade. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.